The law that built the internet and how it came to be. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The House of Representatives recently passed a bill that makes it easier to sue websites if they knowingly let sex traffickers advertise or post on their sites. It sounds like a no-brainer, but it could be a huge change in how the internet operates. Back in 1996, something called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act made it clear that websites and internet service providers can't be held liable for all the things that get posted online. Twitter and Reddit and Facebook and Medium and Google might not exist without that protection. Section 230 was co-authored by then-Congressman Chris Cox, a Republican, and Democrat Ron Wyden. Chris Cox told me he was on a plane when he learned about a court case that inspired the legislation.
The case involved a bulletin board, a post, on the Prodigy web service. The post said disparaging things about an investment bank, and the bank filed a lawsuit for libel, but they couldn't locate the person who wrote the post, and so instead the bank sought damages from Prodigy, the site that hosted the bulletin board, and so they were held responsible in this defamation case for a judgment of $200 million. So by the time I landed in Washington, I had roughed an outline for a bill to overturn that holding because it was so clear we needed a good Samaritan rule so that people would not be forced into a business model where they just had to be completely hands-off and couldn't do anything to clean up the internet.
Well, and then, you know, when you fast forward 22 years, we're now having a conversation about the power of these platforms, the content that they host, the advertising that they take. And now we're looking at legislation that would hold websites liable for at least some of that content. Do you think that that's the right approach?
Yes. What we decided to do in the law, and I had a legislative partner in this across the aisle. I was a Republican. He was and is a Democratic senator from Oregon now, Ron Wyden, and still a good friend. The two of us realized that there has to be a clear delineation of responsibility. You can't let people off the hook. You can't let people hide behind the protection that we were creating to do illegal things. That's a pretty clear rule. I think it's set out pretty clearly in the statute. It's worked pretty well over the last 20 years. But at the margins, we've seen courts stretch the rule a little bit too far, and it's produced some difficult results. And that's what Congress is seeking to address right now.
So just to specify for people who don't know, Section 230 definitely did not protect websites who were hosting illegal content or had some involvement in that. But can you give us some examples of how the rule's gotten stretched?
In the Ninth Circuit, it was decided in 2003, there was a one-person website. The website operator got an email, not through the website, but on his personal email. He read the email, decided that he liked it, and decided to post it on his own website, and he edited it somewhat, and he added his own commentary. The court said that Section 230 protected him from a lawsuit for defamation for repeating the defamatory email, which accused someone of being a Nazi, apparently without factual basis. That, to me, was such a preposterous application of the law. You can see how the court cases can embroider a statute and take it to places that the authors never intended.
Where do you stand on sort of the current attempts to modify Section 230 in the case of the legislation that was just passed in the House?
What Congress is doing right now is uniquely treating a single crime. My concern is that because the law that they are amending applies to all offenses, civil and criminal, equally, that the courts will be somewhat puzzled by the different treatment. I think we need absolute clarity here, that not just in cases of sex trafficking, but in cases of terrorism on the internet, in cases of murder for hire, and all the criminal activities that one might accomplish through the internet the same way as you could use the telephone or the telegraph in the old days, that in all of these cases, the rule is the same.
That was former Representative Chris Cox. His co-author, Ron Wyden, who's still in the Senate, opposes the changes to Section 230. He said it's a slippery slope to more online censorship and wouldn't do enough to stop sex trafficking. The Senate will vote on its version of the bill in the coming weeks. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.